904 family, good morning. I hope you guys are all doing well on this Monday. It is a wet and rainy and really not a great start to the week, actually, outside, Troy, at the very least. Troy Blevins here with me, as usual. Yeah. Hi. Sorry, did I cut you off there?
It was a different intro altogether.
It was totally different.
You kind of threw me off.
Look, man, we don't have to be plastic and do the same thing every day.
I agree with you, but it is a little dreary, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, no.
It's Monday. What do you expect on a Monday?
It's a Monday kind of day.
So I've done my job.
I do want to remind people to download that 904 Now app. That's very, very important. What we're going to be doing pretty soon is doing about half the show live on Facebook or a part of the show live on Facebook, but we'll be doing the entire show in the 904 Now app. So that's going to be good. You can catch the morning shows live there, and you can catch the Uncommon Ground shows live there as well in the 904 Now app. It's obviously free as well. No pop-up ads, none of that stuff. No censorship of any kind either.
Hell yeah.
Okay. And the morning show this morning, sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Did you know that Jerry is a registered licensed builder in the state of Florida and also a Florida licensed real estate associate? Jerry will help you buy and sell land, houses, plazas, commercial buildings, and a whole lot more. Call Jerry with any questions, 904-466-9505. Big shout out to Fidus Roofing and Construction Debris Removal as well. And big shout out to Dan Bagan producing the show each and every morning here for us at the Stoydom Studios, at the Factory Studios.
I was going to say, we changed the name.
Yeah, we're just everything's different, man. We move the cameras forward, we move this desk back, it all changes. Yeah. Every time we move stuff, it all changes. Troy, here's our question of the day, and this is for everybody watching here too. And you'll be checking people's question of the days a little bit later, I think. If you were offered the position of mayor in your city, this came from my random question generator, would you take it? Would you take the job of mayor? Well, you live in the city of St. Augustine.
I live in the city of St. Augustine. So my friend Tracy is the mayor.
Yeah.
So if he came to me and said, hey, Troy, I need you to take this job.
It would be really bad if he came to you and said that.
I feel like things have gotten really bad because, you know, we're about to get real here in St. Augustine. Because there won't
that
be any
be
sugar.
The sign.
There's no sugar
that
coating.
Would be the sign.
There's no sugar coating with Troy. As long as I didn't have to campaign, because that's the worst part about being a politician, in my opinion, I would take a job.
Yeah.
And it's only 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, almost anything for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would probably take the job. Just depends on where I'm at with my life and what projects I got going. But, yeah, right now, I'm okay.
All right. Troy is taking mayor if it's given to him only.
I don't want to campaign.
I get that.
I don't want to ask people for money.
Yeah, I get that. I'm bad at that too. That's why we only have three sponsors on the show.
I don't want to ask people
because I'm terrible at asking people for money. But I get that, man. Look, it'd be in the city of St. Augustine. It'd be a little bit weird because the mayor. A lot of people may not realize the mayor isn't really much different from any of the other commissioners.
He's the same as the commissioner.
Same as all
the
other commissioners. Yeah. So no more power in his votes, you know, nothing really special. He doesn't really get to determine policy any more than any of the other commissioners.
Mm-hmm. It takes three votes to make anything happen.
So, yeah.
There's no dictatorship there with the mayor.
Right. Not with the mayor.
Which is probably good if I'm the mayor, by the way. I just want to
state
for the record that that's a good thing if I'm the mayor.
Right, yeah.
Free tequila!
Yeah, a lot of bars would be going out of business. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't charge more than $3 per alcoholic drink.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'd take a job in any politics right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know any politics across the board if I would be working in anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. It's crazy. No matter what you do or say,
half of
the people vehemently hate you. They just attack you, man, and hate your guts. People can't separate anything anymore.
I'm okay with that. Because my favorite saying is, I don't care what you think about me because I don't think about you. So
that's a great way to say it. But if you're mayor of the city, that's your job to
think about everybody else. I have to think about them. Crap. Maybe can I change my answer?
Well, good thing you're not actually running for mayor, Troy.
Yeah.
We just figured out we don't need Troy Blevins as mayor of St. Augustine. Yeah.
I'm not electable anyway, so it would have to be given to me. So that's
Yeah. And, you know, the sad thing, I've talked to a few people that I wished would have ran for public office recently, and they all say the same thing. You know, it would, any decision you make, anything you say, half of the people turn against you. And if you're a business owner, you can't afford to have half of your customers be pissed off at you for 3 weeks, especially now, and not come to your business out of spite because of a decision you made on the commission.
Yeah. But see, I mean, I lived it for 23 years in government. With the parks and
yeah, but you were a little more behind the scenes than that. You weren't like the face of the city. You may have thought you were at the time.
I had to become that when I was trying to get stuff voted on.
Yeah, so, sure.
I mean,
sure.
You know,
but not did the residents really see you much, or it was commissions and things like that.
Oh yeah, no. I had to go into the public. Like anytime we put a park, you know the term NIMBY.
Yes.
Not in my backyard.
Yeah.
So anytime you did anything different or adjusted something, you had to have public meetings and you had to have those things. And I spoke at pretty much every other Tuesday at the county commission. I had to wear a tie and everything. It really sucked.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess. Yeah. So you definitely had your exposure to being in front of people being mad at you all the time.
I got brick bats from the folio and all that fun stuff, you know, bouquets and
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
dead horse heads on your dead horse heads.
I got threats. I got threats. So,
yeah, I wouldn't want to be in public office at all right now, man. And I think that's part of the problem with public office is a lot of people that would be good in public office are like,
tapping out.
Fuck that shit.
Nah, tapping out. Private's where it's at.
Yeah, I think so. So, to answer that question, I would not take mayor. If it was given to me,
if it's only for 2 years, I would do it, but I wouldn't do it more than that.
So I'd love to hear people's comments in there.
I can't see how people stay as elected officials it's a very low salary and they stay there for like 12 to 16 years. I don't understand that at all.
I don't either.
That part I don't get at all.
I don't either. It's not a glamorous job and that, I don't know. I don't think I would ever look for a public office. I don't see that ever coming across my radar.
Again, neither one of us are electable.
Yeah, so. A guy who was electable is retiring. You guys are going to be talking to him on the show a little bit later
he'll be here
today, right?
Yep. He was appointed.
Right. Right. He is electable.
Yeah, he is.
He was appointed.
He is electable.
But he's
now.
An electable. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Chief Fox retiring from the St. Augustine Police Department. Talk about a position in front of the public eye where you just can't win, man. I think this guy has done as good a job you could do with St. Augustine. And, you know, he's in a time where he just can't win. And I'm glad that I don't know what the reason is for his retirement. I know he's kind of moving positions.
Yeah,
and I think he said to the record that it was to speak with to spend more time with his family
and that's a conversation I had with him, and we'll talk more about it at 5 o'clock. But I can tell you, I mean, you know, when we were just getting the amphitheater started and stuff like that, I missed probably 3 years of my kid's life.
Yeah,
And it was you know, after I retired, it's like, okay, this is what you're supposed to be a dad is supposed to be like, and I you know, with what he was going through, all the protests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he felt like he was missing his kids and that's a huge, huge thing. That's what's most important. I mean, your kids are what's most important. Yeah. So
good for him, man. I'm happy for him. Congratulations to Chief Fox. And again, we'll talk more.
Look forward
with
to
him
the conversation. And he's not going anywhere until next April.
Right.
So it's not like he's done.
And he's still gonna be doing some stuff with the city, I believe, or the plans.
Yeah, he's developing a new code enforcement, which is a gap that's needed. And, you know, like we said with the mask and stuff like that, there was no one to enforce that. It was unenforceable the way the structure of the city and, you know, some of the things that they put in there, you know, without a code enforcement program, it's not enforceable in any way, shape, or form. So it's good that they're actually getting to that portion of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Sure. All right. Coming up this weekend now, Troy, I am... terribly unprepared to be a blackjack dealer this weekend. I got to be honest, man.
You want to bring cards in the morning?
Yeah. Can we run a couple rounds of blackjack here in the morning so I can make sure? I'm going to have to download. I'm like, you know what? I'll just download a blackjack video game on my phone and play it for every day until I have to do this. Mm-hmm. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be November 14th, which is this Saturday, 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. I'll be there for a half-hour shift during that. Mm-hmm. They don't trust me doing the whole thing, Troy.
Yeah.
Everybody else gets hour
shift. It's this Saturday.
No, it is this Saturday.
Okay.
November,
so it's like
14th.
The 14th. Okay.
Yep, November 14th. Out of the Trangali Barn, which is a beautiful place. It's an amazing place. And there was just a wedding there mm-hmm. last week.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a show band, lighted hot air balloon, cigar bar, axe throwing, silent and live
That's
auctions.
The part I want to see.
I know, me too. I don't want to be anywhere close to you throwing axes.
If you mess up blackjack, you have to stand in front of the axe throwing.
That's not the rule. That is definitely
should
not
be.
The official rule.
It should be.
Indoor and outdoor activities, a whole lot more. Proceeds benefit the programs for homeless individuals, families, and youth. For the St. Francis House in Port in the Storm, you can go to stfrancisshelter.org/tickets for more information. And to get tickets to watch me be the worst blackjack dealer you've ever seen in your entire life.
And the one thing I am confident about on Saturday night is that statement's going to be true.
That's going to be wildly true. And I hope all of you are there to document it and hopefully not share with people in the comments the next day. After it happens. Well, I guess I get a one-day break before I have to come back and face the people.
Mm-hmm. And then the week after that, I'm going to Vegas because I have a blackjack tournament.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. Then we need to play blackjack, man. Get you on your toes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a little different out there.
Yeah, I would think. One thing they can't do out there, put on a great roof like Fidus.
No.
There is zero Fidus out there. There's no Fidus roofing in Las Vegas. So people are just losing money left and right. They're losing their roofs left and right. It's sad. It's a terrible state of events out there simply because they have no Fidus roofing. But we do, luckily, thank God. They are just the pros in our area. Absolutely the best. Over 15 years. Experience, and all their employees live right here in St. Johns County, which is just a cool extra bonus. They really understand what our homes need here in St. Johns County. 904-355-ROOF. And we're honored to have great sponsors help and support this program. And we'd love a few more great sponsors. But like I said, I'm bad at going out and begging for money, Troy, so we'll probably never get another sponsor ever again unless they call me and say, hey, Pete, I'd love to
see. I'm not bad at asking for money for when it comes to this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Uncommon Ground, if you want to be on that show, call me.
All right.
See, that's all you got to do.
Now I'm going to charge you advertising dollars for you advertising for your advertising on my show.
And I'm billing you back the hours. It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
And don't forget Dan Bacon over there, too. Did we mention him today?
Yeah, we mentioned Dan today.
Did we mention
Dan? Dan producing the show each and every day, man. Okay. Vastly appreciated. Troy, I'm boycotting all political talk, man. I'm hiding all the news from my news feed on Facebook. I am snoozing people for 30 days if they even mention politics.
Hold on, I need a new stoidum stat.
Okay. It's just Troy's going to be banned for the rest of the week from the show for mentioning politics in the stoidum stat.
That's all it takes. I'm sleeping in.
I can't take it, man. I can't take it. There's just such a flood of information out there.
And it's so bad. There's so bad information on both sides.
And it's, we've all got our weird friends who share complete misinformation. And it's just, it's all across the board. And I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it when somebody shares just a terrible piece of bad misinformation. They sit there and defend it for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing at all what they're talking about because people don't do any research these days. What happened to the only thing I learned in school that does me any good now, Troy, and apparently everybody else forgot it, was checking your sources, was citing your sources.
I read the headlines, by the way. That's why I'm the sidekick.
Yeah, exactly.
I have
You're
you
part of
my,
the problem, Troy.
No. You don't see me putting stuff out
no,
there.
No, I know.
You don't see me do that.
But you have a talk show.
Yeah. But I just want everyone to get along. Can't we all just
I agree with that. Yeah, I wish we could all just get along.
Just be nice.
That would be nice. That would be nice. And if we all stop talking politics, that would be a great start.
But we will be talking it at 5 o'clock today.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Well, maybe not today. We got the chief. But tomorrow, definitely
you'll
we will.
See me in the back just banging my head against the wall.
Well, we have the producer cam now.
I know. So you can see that. You'll be able to see that. It'll be very entertaining. Troy, do we have any comments that you feel need to get to that are important? I'll tell you what. I'll let you look through the comments.
Wait. Alex Trebek passed away.
He did.
That's it's very sad, you know, because I have a trivia business, so kind of I always picked on Alex about stealing questions from me and different stuff.
Yes.
But he did a phenomenal job. He was there for 36 years. And the man at 80 years old going through cancer still looked amazing up to the end.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean just
good for him.
He'll be missed. He'll be missed.
I was gonna do our next read while you went through the comments, but now I will do our next read now. And I will let you run through the comments again. Mm-hmm. CDR, our good friends at CDR, they gave me my first job out of high school. I know how hard they work for people. I know it firsthand. We're really, really excited to have them on board as a sponsor. This is their first month on board as a sponsor. If you are a homeowner and you're doing a remodel, a yard cleanup, or just really need to get rid of a lot of junk, CDR can bring you any size container to help you get that job done. Whether you need it for 4 hours, 4 days, 4 weeks, or 4 months, CDR can supply your container and even pick it up when you're done with it. And if you can't fill it yourself, they can send a cleanup crew to help you get it all in there. Construction debris removal, give CDR a call today at 904-471-9709. If you're having your roof replaced by Fidus, you can call and get a can out there from CDR. Save yourself some money. All right, Troy, what do we got?
All right, so in the comments, I just want to say, Bobby, I cannot shoot a gun. That is 100% true, but I can't throw an axe.
Okay.
So I will be able to hit some object with an axe as long as you're within like 5 feet.
Have you ever thrown an axe before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What they call it axe throwing, but you're actually throwing hatchets.
Right, right.
You're not throwing the big axes. I mean,
I've seen some videos where they do it
in the lumberjack stuff, but but what they're talking about is you're actually throwing a hatchet.
Okay.
So,
Troy, do you remember the guy Mingo that was on Johnny Carson and he threw the axe? Hit the guy and hit the target in the crotch?
I vaguely remember that, but I don't remember it live. I remember seeing videos of it. So
it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Carson
was great.
Oh my God.
When he was away from the desk, he was ridiculously funny.
I think that's where we're actually going to put the target when you stand out there, Troy.
I didn't say I was going to stand there.
I thought you volunteered, volunteer for that at
the
beginning of the
blackjack
show?
No, I volunteered you. I said the worst blackjack.
I don't remember that.
Person is going to be. We're going to throw
the worst blackjack player.
Well, then I'm good because I know there's going to
we'll
be.
See.
I know there's going to be worse blackjack because you're going to be there.
But I'm not going to be playing, so that eliminates the worst blackjack dealer in the entire room from being able to win that.
That
prize.
Saves you from being the worst player.
Does that saves me from the crotch target axe throwing room?
All right. So the stardom stat happened when you were like 5 years old.
Okay.
1989. Okay, 1989, Dan, you'll remember this. Most famous line that people remember from Ronald Reagan. You remember what it is?
They won't hold their youth and inexperience against them. I can't remember.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
He got it. The young guy got it.
Come on.
All right, so today in 1989, the wall got demolished. It started the scenes where they're hammering on the wall and stuff like that, and they're knocking down the wall.
Oh,
so
okay.
The Berlin Wall came down on this day, 1989. So
that's
your
a good story
stat.
Of stat. That's
it was,
a
it's
solid
a little
one.
It was a little political, but, you know, it's in history, so we're going to call it history, not politics
an a
now.
That's a story, and it works for me. That works for me. There we go. That is the official wave. That means we are out of here. We'll talk to you guys later at 5 o'clock. We'll have Chief Fox on the show to talk about the move as well. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.